Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I am Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we just watched season one, episode 11, Landslide. It's Willa, guys.
It really is. Willa. DNA test, probably too fast, but confirms it.
Not just probably too fast. It was way too fast.
So, but you know, so what? Fast.
They didn't show the 3 weeks in between where they all sat and wondered if it was her or not.
Moving at the speed of plot, as yes. I always like to say.
I love that.
Yep. I think they always do that in TV shows, though.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to take too long.
I mean, even the shows that often like stick to the science, at least somewhat, you know, like the CSIs and stuff, yeah. like they still are going to have DNA tests come back within hours. And,
Unless it's conducive to the plot.
Right.
To not have the DNA.
But they had it, and it's definitely Willa, and she is getting her memory back piece by piece. Peacemaker piece. By peacemaker piece.
Shot by shot.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are so punny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Ooh, and shot works on two levels because not only does she shoot the gun, but she takes a lot of shots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's definitely an ERP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a mean drunk, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like her sister.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's colder than Winona even gets, though, at her meanest. And yeah, even from moment one, Waverly did not seem super thrilled by this.
No, it's definitely a struggle for her. And my heart just went out to her this entire episode.
Yeah, because I'm team Waverly for sure.
Yes. And she's wearing the sweater that I love so much. That's so like sparkly. Shiny.
Super cute.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best clothes.
If I could wear midriff shirts like that, I would want that sweater.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a longer version, please.
Did you notice in the beginning, too, in that first scene where she said that Willa used to take her teddy bear and torture it
ransom or something?
Yeah, for ransom. I wonder what she's holding.
And she had a switchblade.
Yeah.
Which she knew how to
Yeah,
retract.
She knew immediately what that was and how to, yeah. Yep. And knew that it was a switchblade, not just, ooh, a fancy knife.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is what I would have called it.
See, I would have known it was a switchblade, and I probably would have been able to figure out how to snap it up. And she looked startled by that. But then, yeah.
To put it away.
The way that she put it away was just like, I would have to just set it down and be like, somebody else take care of this for me, because yeah. I would slice my hand open.
Yeah, super dangerous. Don't touch that.
Because she did that so fast and easy, it just felt like she knew how to handle a knife.
Well, it was her knife, so maybe it was muscle memory the same way that it was with Peacemaker, because she was having those memories of being trained by her dad to use it. Her dad, who apparently was expecting the attack.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, that's not nice.
The plot thickens.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And in the previous episode, we also had, I can't remember which character it was, if it was Bobo himself or somebody else, saying that that Winona's daddy had made a deal.
It was someone else.
Jack.
With Bobo.
Was it Whiskey Jack that said that?
No, it was Jack the Ripper.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Jack
right.
The Ripper.
Just before he died, he was
that's right.
Talking about how they had an agreement or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
Well, and so Bobo saved Willa at the end there before smashing in that
in spectacularly
man's
gruesome
head.
Fashion.
Whew.
Yeah, a villainous hero who smashes heads in with rocks
giant with a
rocks?
Big
giant
rock.
Giant rock
like a melon. I mean, it was like a Gallagher show up all up in there. That was just like,
and he was pissed
because
then he went back and talked to the judge, who then we assume was the one who hired the assassination.
Yes.
And wasn't very happy about that.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed there wasn't actually any poker.
I know, episode, I was thinking the same thing. I was kind of ready for Doc.
Mm-hmm.
I want Doc to play poker and to bluff everyone out.
Doc was too busy meeting the grandpa from Heartland.
Yes.
Heartland, for those who aren't aware, is another show that is both set and filmed in Alberta. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know nothing about this show.
I know it's definitely filmed in the same sort of area, and I think it is set in Alberta too.
Yeah, and it's got lots of horses on it and stuff.
Yes, it's very farm friendly.
Little girls like horses.
I was like, as a girl who does not like horses, that was not my show at all.
Sherlock Holmes quote? They're shady on one end, or there's some kind of famous quote from one of the new Robert Downey Jr. movies that he talks about how he doesn't like horses, and I was right there with him.
Yeah.
They make
me very
nervous.
They're kind of big and scary.
They're big and scary.
Yep. I'd rather have my horse be a giant pink car.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I could rock that car.
Yep. Oh man, just Doc's boots, like, just, you know, like with his feet up out on the open door, just
taking
kicking
a
back
snooze.
Mm-hmm, and then cock at the gun a second. Yep. Dude shows up.
Except dude took his gun from him when they were sitting in the truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, like, was his name? Juan Carlo?
Juan Carlos.
Juan, yeah. Carlos, who are you?
And he was faster than Doc. Than Doc Holliday.
So he knew he was fast, Doc, though. Like, there's something off with him.
Yeah, there's definitely something weird, because you get to see Doc trying to be clever. Oh, I got mad and I threw my keys, which at first I totally believed, like,
yeah,
that would
too.
Be a thing that Doc would do. But no, he claims he threw them just beyond that marker, which I'm assuming is the you know, one of the edges of the Ghost River Triangle, because he's trying to test Juan Carlos to see if he's a revenant, and clearly he's not, because he just walked right out.
Yeah.
But the close up on his face, where you can see Doc in the background dangling his keys, like, he totally knew what Doc was doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he confirmed it by knowing who Doc was, yeah,
knowing about
who
the
Winona
triangle,
was, having
Winona.
Mysterious knowledge, yeah, of something happening at the winter
solstice, a door, and how Winona will lose.
My associates and I have an interest in blah, blah, blah. Who are his associates?
He doesn't seem Black Badge, though.
No, a man who dresses like that, like using the word associates.
Yeah.
It's a little interesting for me.
He was like, Kirsten, you mentioned the truck being perfectly
classic
Albertan.
As his his whole outfit and ensemble.
Yep.
Yes.
That,
from
that,
like,
shirt,
my
Guido,
the
jeans,
used to dress.
Those
the boots.
boots,
the hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Could be all of our dads.
Right?
Well, not mine.
Well, I was like, except for Erica's.
More my grandpa.
My dad's not Albertan, so. But he's from northern Wisconsin and has worn his fair share of plaid.
He could pull it off. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he totally could. Yeah.
Speaking of hats, Doc got hit in the head and dragged away at the end, which was stressful in itself, but then also his hat was.
What is
going
to happen to his hat?
No.
Also, who hit him behind? Is it dude being super fast and, like, somehow magically coming out, or does he have
the shape
backup?
Like, it was very, very purposely sort of in the background, out of focus, so you can tell. Like, the shape of the body, it looked like it could have been Juan Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Obviously, we don't know. If it was Juan Carlos, my thought is that he will come back for the hat because he complimented Doc on his hat.
I sincerely hope so.
And steal it.
And, I mean, if he did something with the fan belts, it would only work for so long. Maybe he is a more decent mechanic
plan
than he let on, and it was part of his
plan. Was it part of his plan to get put in the trunk? Maybe.
We don't know.
So much mystery.
So many questions.
There's a lot of mystery. Yep.
What else happened this episode? Dolls had some lovely moments with Waverly.
Mm.
He seems to be the only one that's really picked up on how this is affecting her.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what did you say about Dolls?
I kind of like him. I think I said that I'm thawing my winter, Alberto winter feelings about Dolls.
For two episodes in a row.
That might even be a trend.
That is something. And it is nice that he said nice things to Waverly, because shortly thereafter she got shot.
Grazed.
Winged. Let's call it.
Oh, winged.
Except
winged
it was on
Waverly.
Her stomach, not her arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dolls actually tried to help Winona a bit too, because you could tell that she's obviously struggling in a different way from Waverly, with sort of
and
that
what
guilt.
What did Willa do when her sister got shot?
She ran after
Ski
mask dude.
Yep. Yeah.
And was quite pissed that Winona didn't drop everything and come with her.
Right. Yes. She was also pissed at Winona for simply working with Black Badge, you know, her line about I thought I was the one that was brainwashed was just like
she
harsh.
Had quite the harsh beat down there for a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's kind of gone from like 0 to 60 to being even knowing nothing to being like uber air.
Yep. And then she's got these memories about the gummy bears and dancing them along into their mouths, and poor Waverly wanders in. I mean, you shouldn't be sneaking around. Like, that's kind of rude. But
that's what little sisters do.
It is.
She sneaks. Hi, Caitlin.
Sorry,
she's
Amber.
So sneaky.
I don't remember my sister sneaking.
I was the little sister.
And you snuck,
didn't
you?
Did you sneak?
Totally.
Yeah. You were a sneak. I'm the oldest, so I did know sneaking.
Yeah, I'm the third.
I was just a jerk to my little sister. Kind of like it sounds like maybe Willa
was
to Waverly.
But she's also in previous episodes kind of referred to feeling not part of it, feeling left out. It almost just being the little sister.
Yep.
We talked about it before, I think.
Her height isn't on the wall.
Yeah.
That's right.
And she was vulnerable enough to have Bobo manipulate her and was isolated enough for that to happen.
Yep. as a little kid.
And I feel like it happened to her twice. So it happened obviously when Willow was around, and then after Winona was sent away. And again, she just never really had that connection. And when Winona came back, it was a chance for her to try and rekindle that. And now it's all being thrown into turmoil.
The off kilter balance of three of them again. It just upsets everything. Plus Doc is gone. So that's everything's upended.
And yeah.
Winona actually says, I miss Doc, or I wish Doc was here. And then when she
sits on his bed.
Goes to his little barn room.
Pats the pillow.
Oh my gosh.
So cute. Oh, that moment. But I do have to say for Waverly, maybe it wasn't like the best idea to show, you know, her death scrapbook.
Yeah. I think that was her like overcompensating. She didn't know how to handle it. And so then she's trying to be helpful and just did it in the worst way possible.
But whoa, the way that Willa just like is like her whole demeanor changes and says, oh, that must have been really difficult for you, hard for you, or something like that.
Evil eyes. Like her, she was just so cold.
Cold and calculating, one might say.
Well, and I think she's being overly harsh on her younger sisters who were, you know, how old were they when this happened?
Or something, or even younger, maybe?
Yeah, so they were really little. So you're not talking about mature adults who are dealing with this. They didn't have the capacity to, you know, and that's what a kid would eat all the marshmallows and puke all night after a funeral.
Because right.
What, six years old? That's what you do.
Yep. Yeah. If adults will let you. I remember being at some event and there were sugar cubes.
Like that was, this is going to end badly.
That was the thing. Actually, I wasn't allowed to eat enough of them to make me sick. But like, you know, if you ask enough different adults if you can have a sugar cube, you can get pretty hepped up. I'm just saying.
That sounds about right.
Pro tip for all you kids. Oh my God. Do not let your children listen to this podcast. Do not let your young children. I was probably six at the time.
Watch the show. There's a lot of gore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are select scenes that are very gory, but I wouldn't necessarily still say that there's a lot of gore because it doesn't happen all that often. It's just
I had to cover my eyes at one point this episode.
Yeah, like we haven't even talked about the twins.
Oh yeah, the gross twins.
What was that? They're sort of siren
sirens, but that's vampires what I too.
Yeah, yeah. So they're sirens
souped
who
up
eat
revenants,
and human flesh.
As Winona explained to Willa, like when they come back, they have powers. Some of them do because, like, you know, so we've already seen Bobo. We know that there was the mirror guy who was able to go into mirrors. Jack was, he had, you know, hot fingernails, basically. these twins have long tongues and can, so.
I mean, and can seduce people with people. Their eyes.
They're not Winona.
No, I like off. She's just like, shut that down.
Yep. Yeah.
For a whole whack of reasons. You're not
Doll, on the other hand.
Oh my God.
Such so cute.
Such a sucker.
And they commented on something about how he was powerful.
And strong. Yes.
And strong. And
he should let that
power out. And he said he tries to bury it.
But with the cutest smile. It's so funny. It's like I can't even take you seriously right now.
Nope.
Oh, and speaking of the twins, I find it interesting the scene with them and Bobo. And they're like, you know, offering him their wares, and Bobo was like, you're not my types, but what the hell, it's a poker spectacular. Yeah, so you know, he lets them go to work and obviously they don't attack him, but I was just like, I just thought that was interesting. You're not my types. What is his type?
We don't know.
No. Well, yeah, his type, anybody who a furrier who will make him a coat with buckles. I think that's his
so
type.
Good. I still want that coat. Am I trying to source it? Yes, I am. If possible, I will make that coat. I will rock this winter.
I mean, even his, he was wearing like a shorter, like slim, more slimline coat, but it still had.
It still was
a fur collar.
Is that the one he was
wearing? Yeah. Is that the one he was wearing in the construction site maybe that day?
Yeah,
oh,
it was.
That one episode? That day as we were
Annette's like,
out.
Yes.
It definitely was. I'd have a log of Bobo's coats when he wears them.
Check.
All right. Well, you can fill out your log for this episode.
Yeah. He's there wearing his coat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Is it time to move on to the next one? Or do you have something else burning
to say
about this one?
I just want
to say,
I think that this poker spectacular was just a total scam.
For money?
And basically, they
rich,
were bringing guys in and letting the twins eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's a good plan if you're evil, but
I guess. Yeah. I mean, we got a very, very swift shot in the hotel bathroom, like in the mirror of the bathtub, which looked to be full of luggage.
Yeah.
And blood everywhere. So it was blood. A wash in blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So apparently they had had some fun with someone in the bathroom, which I mean, I guess why not? But it makes
keeps it
less
tidy.
Yeah. And it makes it less suspicious for the next fellow who's going to come into the hotel room. Maybe that guy was the last one. So the reason that they just went to town on him on the bed was because they didn't have anything left to hide.
And they did say five. They had five people.
Five whales.
Yep. That's right. Five whales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whales is, that's a term that I learned from watching the TV show Las Vegas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I quite enjoyed.
Big time gamblers. Lots of cash.
Yep.
That's clever. Suck mm-hmm. them in. Kill them.
Take their money.
Although,
suck them in. Work.
If they've been doing this for years, how...
I was going to say the Yelp reviews of their poker spectacular would be really bad.
Not a lot of poker, just a lot of murder.
On the other hand, if you kill them, nobody's leaving you reviews, so...
That's true.
Just get rid of the evidence.
Mm-hmm. And then the next year, it's just, you know, the big thing in this remote location that if you really want to be like a high stakes poker player, this is where you gotta come.
You gotta go to purgatory.
Yep.
Not suspicious at all.
No.
With cash. Shrink wrapped cash.
And yes. Don't tell anyone where you're going so we can't trace mm-hmm. missing people year after year.
But they left the laptop and which was still actively connected to his it wasn't an Apple Watch, that's for sure. It was round.
No.
It was like a smart watch.
A weird pebble. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was. My husband has one of those. Uh-huh. So it did look familiar.
Yep.
Hey, Nick.
All right. Well, I think I'm ready to move on to the next one.
Yes. I think it's time.
I hope Waverly will tell Wynonna about her and Officer Hot. That's my hope for the next episode.
Yeah.
She's been like dropping these little hints and it's just...
Wynonna is just,
she's thick. She's
not, yeah, Wynonna is very, it's going in one ear and out the other with her, so.
Yep. She's paying less attention to her little sister mm-hmm. than dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Doc knows.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Come back, Doc. Okay, let's watch the next episode because I want to know what happens to him.
What's happening to the hat?
We need come back. We need some closure on this.
Yes,
all right.
Please.
Well, then, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.